Welcome to this brief reflection for Ascension Day. Back in the day, when the chapel in Cross Inn was still functioning, if you went to the evening service there, as I once did in the 1980s, you were greeted by a notice at the door which sternly admonished you, "Authorised version only." We don't very often hear the AV these days, but I wanted to hear today's reading from that version. This is Luke chapter 24, verses 45 to 53. In fact, the last 8 verses of Luke's Gospel. Then Jesus opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. In chapels like Cross Inn, in the early years of the last century, you might be invited to attend what was called a tarrying meeting. Such meetings were based on those words from the AV translation of this passage, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem, until ye be endued with the power from on high." For a younger audience today, you might need to translate the word tarry. To tarry is to wait, with the sense of waiting longer than you planned or expected to, even, perhaps, waiting longer than you should. Chapels held tarrying meetings, I doubt if they happen much in churches, because they longed for revival, for the Holy Spirit to move among them with life and power, as the Spirit had most famously moved in the heart of young Florrie Evans in Capel Tabernacle, Genewydd, in 1904. The disciples tarried in Jerusalem at that first Ascension Tide, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come upon them with new power, as of course the Spirit did, just 10 days later, at the great festival of Pentecost. I still love the idea of that stern notice in the vestibule of the chapel in Cross Inn. It tells you, of course, that the chapel was, by then, very old-fashioned. But it also tells you 2 things which are more important. First, that this was a chapel that expected you to bring a Bible to worship. And secondly, that it was a chapel where any of the congregation might be expected to read from the Scriptures for the edification of the congregation. That, I think, was what tarrying meetings were like. They were a time of waiting expectantly on the Lord, in the confidence that he would speak through his people, through any or all of his people, as the Spirit moved them. "Rincari ardloedd Iesu Grist a'i hoch galon," said Florrie, apparently. "I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of my heart." And so a great movement of God's Spirit began. As we tarry in our isolation, we long for the Spirit to move in our hearts, so that we may say the same. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend, and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.